God's truth shines with scintillating beauty, like white pearls on blue velvet. God's glorious truth can cause us to be led by the still waters. God's glorious truth pulsates and throbs with dynamic hope. God's glorious truth can allow a table to be prepared for us in the midst of our enemies. God's glorious truth can cause your head to be anointed with oil and cause your cup to run over. God's glorious truth teaches us that we should dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. Amen. Because if God be for you, who can be? Or should I say, it doesn't matter who's against you. Amen. We're certainly happy to have all of those who are visiting with us today. I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. And I like to read, and you're hearing, the first four verses. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. You have that, say amen. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and that patience experience, and experience hope. Using this text, I want to talk about the one thing that is needed most of all. And the one thing that is needed most of all is peace with God. Peace with God. Man is a needful creature. When we talk about needs, we're talking about what is a necessity. We're talking about that which is a requirement. And the Word of God recognized the needs of man. And that's why we find the Lord in the Sermon on the Mount talking about our needs. He said, take no thought what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for what you shall put on. But your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But the Lord also said, don't be anxious about these things, and said, you seek first the kingdom, I'll take care of the rest. Amen. And then in 1 Timothy 4:8, the Apostle Paul talked about the needs of man when he said, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. God is working all of the time to keep his people at peace. Amen. But then there are some higher needs of man. And Jesus, in talking to the devil in the wilderness, began to talk about man's higher needs. When he said to the devil that man does not live by bread only or bread alone, but he lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. One day there was a returning group that had witnessed a miracle for the Son of God, and they came back the next day looking for more bread, and Jesus reminded them that there was a higher need and a higher bread. And he said, labor not for the meat that perishes. But if you're going to live your life, understand there are some higher priorities. There are some higher needs. There are some higher responsibility. There are some higher obligations. And he said, labor, make the effort, invest the energy to eat the bread, the higher kinds of bread. So one thing we all need today is peace with God. Because all of us have a standing with God. Either we are at peace with God or we are under God's wrath. Now, a lot of people can't have peace with God today because they're fighting God. They're running from God. Adam and Eve couldn't have peace with God because after they ate the forbidden fruit, they were running, hiding from God. They no longer had peace with God. Jonah was running from God, and the whale swallowed him up. And Jonah couldn't have peace with God. So one thing we all need is peace with God, because all of us have a standing. All of us have a relationship with God. And either we are in his peace or we are under wrath. You might say, well, I need a lot of things. But I said the most important thing that you need, and the most important thing that you need is peace with God. Is that all right? It's not wise to fight with God because you can't win. Wise man counseled in the book of Acts a long time ago. He told them, now be careful what you do, because you may find yourself fighting with God. And that is an untenable, that is an unwinnable situation if you find yourself fighting against God. So the one thing we need most of all is peace with God. I want to explore that with you. I want to talk about two things. I want to explore that idea. I want to talk about, number one, peace with God is needed most of all. And then secondly, I want to talk about blessings and benefits that come out of peace with God. Blessings and benefits that come out of peace with God. Now, if you notice in this text in Romans 5, I hope you're still there. It says, therefore, being justified. You know, knowledge is important. Knowledge is important for a Christian. Amen? And Hosea pointed out that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The Apostle Paul said, I would not, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant. Then the Arabian proverb says, he who knows and knows he knows is wise. Follow him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Awake him. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is a child. Teach him. Knowledge will always be an important ingredient in the life of a child of God. So it's important to know that we are justified. And that's a very important word in your life. Amen. And that you're justified. What does that mean? It means that we are set right with God. It means that the charges have been dropped. It means that God is going to deal with us and treat us as if we never sinned. That's why if you're justified, you don't have to worry about going to heaven. Because if you're justified, there's nothing between you and your Savior. Is that all right? So it's important that you know that you are justified. The charges have been dropped. God has given you a new life, a new beginning. Isn't God a good God? Isn't God a great God? Woke me up this morning. Is that all right? Well, he really didn't, because I didn't sleep much. Praise God. But I'm glad to be here anyway. Then he said, look at it. He said that we're justified by faith. We're justified by faith through the avenue of faith. Being justified by faith, watch this, we have peace with God. You don't have to worry about the wrath of God. Because God, listen, God will hurt you. Hello? God ain't nothing to play with. Is that all right? Some people think God is an ATM machine in the sky. God ain't nothing to play with. God is a jealous God, and he is a holy God. Is that right? And that's why he say, be holy, because I am a holy God. Yes, he is. So it's important that you have a relationship. But even if you died today, you know you go to heaven. And you know why you'd go? Because you have peace with God through faith. But it's through, look at this verse. He said it's with God through, it's through a person. And the person that we have peace with God, God sent his son to die on the cross. He died on the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary so that I could have peace with God. He died so that I could be justified. He died so the charges could be dropped. He died so God could treat me like I've never done wrong. He died so I could have a mansion robe and a crown. It comes through the Lord. Oh my God, how can I thank Jesus for what he's done for me? We sing the song, and it's right. He's done so much for me. And the only thing he asked me to do is just live for me. I died for you, you live for me. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Is that correct? And so this peace that we have, it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one mediator between man and God, the man, Christ Jesus. I tell you, Jesus Christ was a 200% man. He was 100% God, and he was 100% man. In his divinity, he is God's way to man. In his humanity, he's man's way to God. As a man, he was invited to a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. But as God, he turned water into wine. As God, as a man, he got on a boat one day and went to sleep. But as God, he got up and rocked the tempest to sleep upon the bosom of the deep. As God, as a man, he sat down on Jacob's well because he was weary from his journey. But as God, he was a well sitting on a well. As a man, he wept at the tomb of Lazarus. But as God, he demonstrated, I am the resurrection and the life. And he raised Lazarus from the dead. As a man, he was tried and executed by sinful man. But as God, 3 days later, he rose from the dead, never to die no more. And one day, he's coming back to judge the quick and the dead. You see, I have peace through God through the one who said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man comes to God but by me. Having peace with God, we're justified. That's the thing I need most of all. And if I have peace with God, I won't worry. Amen. No matter how bad the economy gets, I won't worry. Because I know everything going to be all right. I heard somebody say, well, you know, if you die, can't nobody go with you. No, you got that wrong. If you die, somebody going with me. His name is Jesus. Is that all right? Because I said, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. Because thou, I got peace with you. Thou art with me. Yes, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Lord, you prepare a table before me because I got peace with you. In the presence of mine enemies, yes, my head is anointed with oil and my cup runs over. And he said, surely, surely, or certainly, goodness, mercy shall follow me. Why? Because you have peace with God. That's the most important thing we need. You might think you need your career to blow up. You might think that girl you're trying to holler at need to holler back at you. Y'all all right? But I'm trying to tell you the most important thing you need is peace with God. And it only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the second point, church. Let's explain why this is so important. Blessings and benefits that come out of. You like blessings and benefits? Blessings and benefits are all right, right? You're looking at a job, one of the things you look at. What are the benefits? Is that right? I mean, let's go and be straight up. If you want to marry somebody, you want to know what the... Y'all can go and say it. It's all right. You're looking for the benefits, is that right? If I become a member of the Lord's church, I'm looking for the... God told Abraham, get out of your homeland into a country I'm going to show you. He said, I'm going to bless you. That's benefits. Is that right? And the Lord makes promises that nobody can compare to. Amen. And so look at this text. He said that therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look at verse 2. By whom also, now in addition to the fact that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, also he points out that because of Jesus Christ, we have access into grace. We have entered into a new relationship of grace. And the idea here is when you enter into a relationship of grace, it's sort of like you have access or you introduce into a field or a large room of grace where blessings and benefits are. That's why, as Brother Milton prayed, you can pray and expect to get your prayers answered. Does that make sense? That's one of the benefits. You ever asked the church to pray for you for traveling grace? You ever asked the church to pray for you that your sickness will, you'll recover from your sickness? Those are some of the benefits. And what having access to grace, it gives you power for living. Amen. You need power for living. Grace gives you power for living. Yes, because Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego had peace with God. They had power for living in the midst of the fiery furnace. Because Daniel had peace with God. Now you hear this. In Ohio, exotic animals were running. Did you see how big those lions were? Daniel! 70 years old, down in a lion's den. But he had peace with God. And he had power for living. Is that all right? Joseph, 17 years old, had peace with God. And even though he was thrown in the pit, he had power for living. Is that all right? Joseph, down in Egypt, unfairly put in prison. But because he had peace with God, he had power for living. And then God led him or raised him or exalted him to the prime ministership from the pit to prison to palace. He had power for living because he had peace with God. So I want to tell you today, whether you're in the fiery furnace of your situation. Amen. Whether you're in the lion's den You might say, well, Brother Moss, I'm not in the lion's den. I'm in a swamp of alligators. Is that all right? Because lions and alligators, the bottom line is they'll eat you up. Is that what it's all about? But because you have peace with God, you can have power for living. Whether you're in the lion's den, you can have peace with God. Whether you are in the pit, you can have peace with God and power for living. Whether you're in prison, and you can be in a self-imposed prison. You can be in a prison of depression. You can be in a prison of negative thinking. You can be in a prison of negative outlook. But I'm telling you, if you have peace with God, you can have power for living. And whether you're living in the outhouse or the right house, if you have peace with God, you can have power for living. Oh, I tell you, peace with God is so wonderful. I have a life that can't be forfeited. Because God is so wonderful, I have an acceptance that can't be questioned. Because God is so awesome, I have a position that cannot be invalidated. Because God is so awesome, I have wealth that cannot be depleted. Because God is so great, I have a bank that never closes. Is that all right? Because God is so great, I have joy that can never be suppressed. Is that all right? Because God is great, I have power that can never be exhausted. Because I have peace with God, I have a forgiveness that can never be rescinded. Is that all right? Because of my relationship with God, I have all of these things. But let me really bring it home to you. Now I'm going to be offended. Let me really bring it home. Now I want you to turn your Bibles back to Romans chapter 5. This is going to bless you right here. I promise you. This going to bless you. This going to be worth the trip right here. Amen. You made the trip, didn't you? When you come to the house of God, you ought to get something to help you, shouldn't you? Shouldn't just be coming in here, ain't getting nothing to help you. Sometimes you might get help through the prayer. Sometimes you might get help through the song. Sometimes you might get help through the word. Sometimes you might get help through a brother or sister saying a kind word to you. Because I need a relationship with God. I need peace with the Lord. Amen. But let me show you how these things work. Now, let's move to verse number 3. He says in verse number 3, now we have access to God. We have peace with God. We're justified. Look at all these blessings. And then he says, we have, but verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. That is, I have a new standing with God. Now watch this. And then I rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That is, listen, your future is just out of sight. Your future, and in fact, God wants you to rejoice about heaven right now. You don't rejoice till you rejoice about heaven right now. Because you're going to heaven. Why? Because you have peace with God. You've been justified. The charge has been dropped. You've been set right with God. It's as if you've never sinned. And so you have blessings that are just almost unbelievable. That's what we have in Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. I believe that. I believe he made the world. I believe he laid the foundation of the world and stretched a line upon it when the morning stars sang together. And all the sons of God shouted for joy. I believe that he shut up the sea with doors. When it break forth as if it had issued from the womb. When a woman gets ready to deliver, in the normal process of delivery, the water breaks. God said the water tried to break, but I shut up the sea with doors. Isn't that an awesome God? Isn't he a mighty God? And he said, I want you, Sister Johnson, I want you to rejoice right now about your future glory. Can you say amen to that, church? But let's go further. But he said, look at this now, and not only so. Now, I want you to be, anybody excited about heaven? Anybody excited about heaven? On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all, home at last, ever to, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining as the sun, we no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I don't think we think about that enough, church. We so earthbound, we ain't no heavenly good. Hello? Now watch this. But what about your life right now? Anybody going through something this morning? Anybody got any situations in your life you're going through? Anybody? You got issues? Let me show you something. Brother Hillary, verse 3 says what?
And not only so.
And not only so. Watch this.
But we glory in tribulation.
We glory. Now, anybody having trouble? Anybody struggling? Anybody got into problem? Well, you ought to shout on that. Moss, have you lost your mind? No. I'm finna teach you something. Finna bless you. Let me ask again. Anybody got tribulation? Trouble? Struggles? You happy about it? You happy about it? You happy about it? You happy about it? Let me come over here. Maybe I can get somebody to talk to me. Sparks, you having trouble? Struggle? What about you, Hillary? You know how blessed you are to have it? Like, but here's the key. It's what you got to know. You got to know some things. Let's see what happens. Brother Hillary, let's go. What does it say?
But we glory in tribulation.
We glory. Now watch, the word glory means we rejoice. We boast. Amen. We exult. E-X-U-L-T. What does that mean? It means that even though I'm going through it, I'm glorying even in this because of what I know. Well, what do you know? Well, I'm glorying in the fact I'm going to heaven. That's out of sight. I'm glorying in that, but also I'm glorying. This is going to help a lot of folk this morning. In my tribulation. Knowing that tribulation does what?
Worketh patience.
It worketh the trouble, the struggles, and the problems we have are designed to do something positive in our lives, which is to produce patience or endurance. How many need patience? That's why God gave you some trouble. Hello? That's why God gave you some trouble. But what you got to understand, because you have peace with God, is that don't look at the trouble negatively, because you know something about the trouble. The trouble is going to work or produce in your life patience. The problem we're having in the church today, we got too many quitters and not enough finishers. We need some finishers. Paul said, I didn't quit. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. That's what patience does. You can't get to heaven without patience. Is that all right? You wait on the Lord, he'll renew your strength. Yes, he'll allow you to mount up with wing like an eagle. Run, not be weary. Walk, not faint. Is that all right? God's gonna see me through. Yes, I want it. And I want it right now. God said, not yet. I gotta take you through something. I gotta mold you and make you and shape you. Is that all right? So that's why I allow trouble to come. Because that trouble is gonna work in your life. And you know you need patience. That's why you got a frustrated mind, because you don't have the kind of patience you should have. Hey, man, some things you can't fix. Is that all right? Read, Brother Hillary. Watch this.
And patience experience.
And patience. Now, watch that word experience. That word experience literally means proven character. When you go through something, your struggle, your trouble, your trials, it's going to produce patience, and the patience is going to produce proven character. It's going to produce proven character. How do you grow as a Christian? You got to go through something. You got to go through something. But when you go through it, you're going to emerge like gold. So I can glory about heaven, yes, but I can glory even in the midst of my trouble, because my trouble is going to produce patience, and my patience is going to produce proven character. So Lord, now I understand now why you let me go through what I went through. You let me go through it. I didn't understand it. But now I understand it. Because you're working on me. You ain't always been this pretty. But guess what? He still ain't through with you. I want to tell you this morning, he ain't through with me. He ain't through with you. Can't you say this morning, every day and everywhere, I'm getting better and better? I am blessed. I'm being blessed. And I shall be blessed. Can't you say that? Because God's hand is on you. Why? Because I have peace with God. Because I'm justified. My name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. And then patience produces experience. And then what else?
And experience hope.
And experience produces hope. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Lord have mercy. That'd make you cry right there. When you think about it, man, he told me that the trouble you let me go through, you was blessing me in it. Because you told me that your strength is made perfect in my weakness. So I can rejoice, even though it's hurt, I'm hurting, but in the midst of my hurting, I still can rejoice. Because the trouble that you let me go through. I didn't want to go through it, Lord. I'll admit that. But now you done taught me something. And so I'm just going to patiently wait on you. I'm just going to wait on you. Because this is the thing that you've been trying to teach me that I need most of all. I need a relationship with you. That's what I need most of all. All the other stuff, just the one addressing. Let me show you something. You can see this. Let me show you something. Man goes to jewelry store, proposes to a young lady and say, I want you to be my bride. I want you to be my wife. He buys this beautiful ring, presents it to her. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Is the ring the marriage?
No.
What if he gives her the ring and she never sees him no more? The ring is not the marriage. The ring is a never-ending symbol of the marriage. New car, new house. That ain't the relationship. That's the blessings come out of the relationship. The relationship is what I have with my God through his son, Jesus Christ. Is that all right? And that's the thing I need most. That's why he tells us, as I conclude, that's why he teaches us, put the kingdom first. Because this is your greatest need. Don't confuse you. I understand you need a job. I'm God. I understand you need a good woman, a good man. I'm God. But I also understand your greatest need. And your greatest need is a relationship with me. And so guess what I did? Because I'm God and I'm loving and I'm awesome. I didn't wait on you to come to me. I took the first step. Somebody got to break the ice, Jay. Jay, somebody got to break the ice. Yeah, so who is Jay? Jeremy? That's Jay. Somebody got to break the ice. So God's son came down through 42 generations so I could have a relationship. Amen. And the quality of life is about quality relationships. Is that all right? And that's the thing that I need most of all. Life, or should I say the mind, works better like an umbrella. It works better when it's open. Did you get that? What would you think about somebody? It's pouring down and they got an umbrella and got their clothes under their arm. What would you say? You say, wait a minute. You said the light's on, but ain't nobody home. Is that all right? Why in the world would a man be walking in the rain with the umbrella shut? Why would I be walking through life with my mind shut when God is my teacher and my leader? And he's going to make me better. So how do I enter into a relationship with him? Here's how you do it. You obey the gospel of Jesus Christ through the obedience of faith, by hearing the gospel, by believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Wonderful. Lord, and that's shown up right. His name is Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Glory to God. He is the Prince of Peace. Is that all right? And I confess the sweetest name to roll from mortal tongue. And then in order to have peace with God, don't let nobody fool you. You got to go down in the water and meet the Lord. Amen. And it ain't cooling water from grandma's well. You got to go down in the water and meet the Lord. And when you come up out of the water, the word of God says, you rise to walk in newness of life. Why, Brother Moss? Because you got peace with God. Because you've been justified. Because you have access into grace. And because of that, no matter what you go through, the Lord gonna be with you. Is that all right? No matter what you go through. Amen. Sister Pearline, I was talking with her on yesterday. And we love Sister Pearline. But let me share this. I said, Pearline, how you doing? She said, well, I don't know. She said, well, I don't know whether you ever get up. You know, when your mom passed away, church, you see, you can't talk about that unless you've been there. You got to be there to know what that's like. But I said, Sister Pearline, let me tell you something. I've been there. And Sister Pearline, it does get better. And you know why it gets better? Because I have peace with God. Let me tell you something. It's nothing life can throw at you. I don't care how awful it is that you can't make it through Jesus Christ. And I said this past Wednesday night in the Bible class, and I'm going to say it again because I've said, if Jesus ain't astonishing us and astounding us, we don't see him right. Ain't nothing ordinary about Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Ain't nothing ordinary about Jesus. And if he ain't astounding you, because he astounds me. If he ain't astonishing you, he said, you tear this temple down, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up. Isn't that astounding? Said, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will compare you to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And he ain't bragging, he just telling the truth. When he say I'm the light of the world, he ain't bragging, he just telling the truth. When he say I'm the only way, he ain't bragging, he just telling the truth. So no matter what you go through, if God be for you, doesn't matter who's against you. Is that all right? Because I have peace with God. I want to tell you, Brother Sperling, that I need peace with God, but academic disciplines can't do it. Is that all right? Yes, I know many of you have college degrees, but it can't give you peace with God. Is that all right? Psychology can't give you peace with God. Sociology can't give you peace with God. Anthropology can't give you peace with God. Is that all right? Philosophy can't give you peace with God. But I know a man that can give you peace with God. His name is Jesus. Is that all right? Jesus, his name is the dome of all vocal grandeur. Is that all right? Jesus, my wheel in the middle of the wheel. Jesus, my bridge over troubled water. Is that all right? Jesus, all I need to get by. Is that all right? Jesus, the extra that makes my life worth living. And he, hallelujah, can give me peace. And Brother Eddie, that's why the church sang, when peace like a river attendeth my way. Is that all right? That's why the birds, as they wing their way through the air, singing about there's going to be peace in the valley one day. Is that all right? The angel said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Is that all right? Well, when I think about how excellent God's name is in all the earth, it said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who have set thy glory above the heaven? When I consider the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, he said, what is man that you're mindful of him? Is that all right? And because of the name of God, I got some help. Is that all right? Because of the name of God, I've been redeemed. Because of the name of God, I've been rescued. Is that all right? Because of the name of my God, I've been lifted. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Glory! Can you say glory? Glory! Hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. It ain't nothing ordinary about Jesus. That's why the angels can't stop praising him. And when we get to heaven, when we see him, We're going to fall on our knees. Sister Smith, I heard somebody saying there have been some great preachers in this world. And Brother Marshall Keeble was one of God's greatest preachers. And Brother Ben, you knew about Brother Keeble. In fact, Sister Pearline Murray's mother obeyed the gospel under Brother Keeble and was faithful till the day she passed away. Isn't that awesome? Well, as Brother Keeble walked in, Brandon, we'd have to stand on our feet. But if Jesus walked in, we'd have to get on our knees. Is that all right? Because he is astounding. He's amazing. And if we preach him when people just see him as just an ordinary Jesus, we ain't preaching him right. Because ain't nothing. Stand on your feet, please. Ain't nothing. Nothing ordinary about Jesus. You glad you know him? You glad you know Jesus? Are you glad he knows you? Anyone today need him? Anybody want him? He tell you, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Ain't that good news? I want to tell you, church, I come in here today, I was sure feeling tough. I didn't know how I was going to make it. But now I know Jesus. And I got to feeling all right there for a minute. Praise God. I'm still hurting, but I'm all right. Amen. Sister Millicent, you need to get yourself somewhere and sit down. Say, you sure right. And I'm going to sit down now. I'm glad I know you. Oh, I'm glad you know me. We praise our God. Oh, yeah, we're one big family. Yeah, we lift our head to reach the sky. Oh, and I am so glad, so glad, so. Oh, you gave your life. Oh.